You just heard a bunch of music from Oman. And oh man, was it ever nice, wouldn't you say? You heard the last song there on the set was Jamal Balushi, and the song Boro Ala Tara Mafka, and that was an Omani Baloshi song, also with some Urdu in there, so it's a mix of different cultures, the Urdu being the culture and language of Pakistan. So yeah, Oman, it's hard for me to explain the whole thing. I'm just exploring it myself, and there's a lot of influence from other countries in the Middle East, such as Pakistan and Iran, and also a lot of African influence in the percussion and Swahili language, as the Sultan of Oman set up his court in Zanzibar, down on the East African coast, about 200 or so years ago. So Oman, very, very small in terms of its influence in the world, but it draws in all those influences and makes some darn interesting music, if you ask me. Before Jamal Balushi, you heard Anwar Al-Ashmi with the song Flowers, and that was just a solo vocal performance. And right on. Well, I want to play some Canadian stuff because it happens to be a SoCan week, which means the artists Canadian artists we play make a little bit of money, and I think they could use it from being played on the radio. This isn't necessarily, well, this is a world music show, so we don't play a whole lot of Canadian, but I'm gonna finish finish the show with a few of my favorite Canadian artists, definitely deserving of some pocket change from our radio station, from the Canadian SoCan Association. So I'm gonna start off with Colin Stetson out of Montreal. He's a saxophone player, and he's got a new record coming out real soon. This is the song is High Above a Gray-Green Sea, and he's pretty revolutionary. Well, it's not often that somebody does something that's completely new, and what he does is he plays the saxophone, but he mics the saxophone. He like puts a microphone right where his hands are. He puts one like by his mouth and across the room, and so he somehow, by just playing one saxophone, and he has circular breathing, so he plays it kind of like a didgeridoo style, so continuously emitting noise. And yeah, he somehow mixes all those different microphone sounds together and puts effects on it and makes it sound a little something like this. Thank you.
wish that Jesus still was Lord. I do. And him and I, we would ride the rails together. And we would spread the good word, spread the good news. But they nailed Jesus to dogwood. There's no more news to be spread. The blood is all run back to water now. And only time raises the dead, or so I'm told.
That was a remix you just heard. I'm going to admit what I did, just in case you're confused by that crazy cacophony of sound. There was two songs playing at once. That one? That's the one I meant to play. But the other, unbeknownst to me, the other computer was playing something else on top of it. Sounded right, though. This group right now is called Ensemble Super Musique, and they are out of Montreal, Quebec. This is a musique actuelle. It's its own genre that this band invented, and it's just bizarre sounds, often with live instruments, a lot of violins, but a lot of synthesizers, so you can't really tell what's what. And probably best that it didn't just play it on its own. It would sound nice with the other musical accompaniment, because this is wild stuff. Yeah, this brand new record is actually in our collection here at CJSF. The song is Acouphène en Partage from the album. Oh god, that's crazy. Bruit Court Circuit. And so there you go. Before that, you heard Jaron Freeman Fox in The Opposite of Everything with the song Dogwood. And interesting thing about that song in particular, it was just released. It was written by another fellow, a friend of theirs, in a band, a member of a band called Hooded Fang, who does acoustic guitar stuff. And he released an album with that song, Dogwood, on it. He wrote it. But Jaron Freeman Fox, at the almost exact same time, did a cover of it on his album. So that's something you used to see a lot in the 60s. A lot of cover songs being made of like brand new tracks. But now it seems like it's only old songs that get brought back with covers. But anyways, so Dogwood by Jaron Freeman Fox and The Opposite of Everything from their brand new album of the same title, just came out last week. Yeah, so he's a really good violin player out of Toronto. And started off the set with Colin Stetson with the song High Above a Green Gray Sea out of Montreal. And, well, before my friends take over the reins with their hour of amazing jambalaya musical treats, I'm going to play a new album, a new song by this band. I just found out they got a new record out, and I was excited about it, because when I started this show 2 years ago, I was playing these guys a lot. They're called The Minotaurs from Guelph, Ontario, and they don't get really any exposure. They're pretty hidden. Even their internet exposure could be improved, I would say. And they could tour outside of Guelph, Ontario. That might help as well. But yeah, Minotaurs, really cool Afrobeat, West African sounds with indie rock music. They mix the two styles really well, and I don't see it done very often. Usually it's traditional or indie rock, but I'm going to let you hear it and stop blabbing about it. This is Minotaurs from their new record, New Believers. I'm going to play a song called Make Some Noise. Have a good day, and we love you very much.
started as a tiny little murmur, resounded in the background. The days in which that thing was second nature is buried in the backyard. Can only wait the chance if we make some noise. We can only wait the chance if we make.
Is Bird Note. Whoever said that the fastest way to get somewhere is as the crow flies must not have seen crows flying to their night roost on an autumn afternoon. These shiny black aerial acrobats free fall, tumble, and tangle, then swoop back up. Definitely not the fastest way from one place to the next, as that old saying surely meant. And eating like a bird? Well, in a single summer day, the barn swallow, like the ones we're hearing, consumes about 850 insects. An American robin chick gulps down up to 40 meals. And the Canada goose consumes 4 pounds of grass. Do the math. Do you know anybody who eats like these birds? And while being free as a bird sounds like fun, most birds have seasonal tasks that keep their, beaks to the grindstone. Migration, courtship, nesting, feeding, and protecting hungry chicks, and feeding them again, then back through the cycle. If you envy that bird's freedom, consider the miles to fly and the mouths to feed, all in a year's work for a bird. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squist.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
I said, oh, come, let we go to the happy land.
Happy land, Canaan.
I said, oh, come, let we go to the happy land.
Happy land, Canaan.
No rich and poor in the happy land.
Happy land, Canaan.
No white supremacy in the happy land.
Happy land, Canaan.
No imperialism in the happy land.
Happy land, Canaan.
No colonialism in the happy land.
Happy land.
Happy land.